answering your top financial questions for the past 20 years. It's Hanson McLean's Money Matters.
Welcome to Hanson McLean's Money Matters. I'm Scott Hanson.
I'm Pat McLean. Thanks for joining us.
That's right. Glad you are with us on this weekend. Both myself and my co-host here, Pat, we are both practicing financial advisors. We meet with people like yourself throughout the week, helping them plan their financial future. And we come here on the weekends to be your financial advisor on the air. So whether you have advisors you're working with now, or you just are looking for some more information, or you're just driving around and you're wondering what's this radio program about, we are glad you are here. And it's a great program today.
It's a place for your financial questions. First opinions, second opinions, third opinions.
We talk about things financial, and a lot of it has to do with retirement issues as kind of preparing for some financial independence so that retirement can be an option for you. Work is a choice and not an obligation.
Yeah. And for many people, they move into the retirement realm much sooner than they anticipated.
Matter of fact, Pat, a study showed that 58% of Americans, that's roughly one out of two of us, will retire earlier than we had planned because some outside forces. Job change, health issue.
Yeah.
The two bigger issues. We all know somebody that has had to retire because they got something going on.
Retirement isn't, for some people, it's not necessarily the goal. I have clients in their late 70s that still work and absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. They're typically not doing a lot of manual labor.
ditch digging.
They're not.
Well, there's a lot of Hanson McLean clients that continue to work, or those that want to work. Yeah. I remember years ago, Alan Greenspan had made some comment about people needing to continue working. And I'm not here to knock Alan Greenspan. I just thought,
but it's easy to do if you wanted to.
When you...
How about those bubbles? he was the king of the bubbles.
But I'm thinking, if you're a ditch digger, if you're doing manual labor, if you're a gardener, there's certain professions that
just don't
you're
lead
a steel
them.
Worker, you're probably not going to be doing steel work at age 75.
Yeah, if you're feeding a smelter at age 75.
Yeah, it's probably not. Yeah. But there's certain.
But there's certain industries that you can work until the day you die.
And actually for many is... figuring out what's that chapter of your life going to look like, and if you are going to have some sort of work, maybe start working on that today. So, hey, anyway, if you want to be part of Hanson McLean, we're going to talk about those issues, talk some about some stuff that's happening in the world of finance. But, of course, we love taking your calls and answering questions here on the air. And if you'd like to join Hanson McLean's Money Matters, our contact number to be part of the program, you got a question for us regarding your own investment. Maybe it's retirement. You're trying to figure out when's retirement realistic for you. Can you afford to retire now? Do you need to push it off? Do you need to supplement retirement income? You got a question like that. Maybe you wonder if your 401k is invested properly. Do you have too much in stocks? Do you have too little in stock? Do you have too much in real estate? Whatever the
should you have a mortgage in retirement? Should you have a mortgage in retirement?
Anything that's financially related. I don't think so, but anything that's financially related. Join the program here. Well, let me think. Most things that are financially related.
Not anything. Most things. You know, we're going to go with all things.
Yes, because there are some obscure things sometimes that make a big difference in someone's pocketbook they don't realize.
Yeah. We're going to go with all things financial related. It's our show. It's an executive decision.
I'll give you an example of something here that's kind of way out there.
Wait. Did you give our number out yet?
No. I'm listening. I'm holding people on. All right. To join Hanson McLean's Money Matters, call us at 1-888-2-HANSON. That's 1-888-2-HANSON. 1-888-2-HANSON. Numerically, the number is 1-888-242-6766. You can also go to moneymatters.com if you forget that number, moneymatters.com, and click on the contact number there, and it'll bring you through to the phone number as well. So
you can get right here
and answer your question. So my point
is obscure.
And I learned this as a young man by mistake. There is most loans are what's known as a simple interest loan. Your interest is charged based upon your outstanding balance. That's how your mortgage is.
That is correct.
That's how credit cards are. That's how most loans are. Your interest is charged based upon your the balance of the loan outstanding. There's also loans that are called computed interest loan.
Or rule of 78.
Rule of 78, computed interest. You'll see these sometimes in auto loans.
As I did.
Where they compute the interest at the front. So, for example, let's say you're going to have a 3-year loan on a car, and the interest, let's say that they figure out the interest that will be charged over that period of time is going to be $2,000. Let's make it easier. $3,600.
Okay.
So what they'll do is they'll say, well, 100 of that, it's, you're going to be $100 per month, $3,600, 3 years, $100 a month of your payment will be going to this interest.
Correct. You pay the interest first.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was getting this back. You pay the interest up front.
You pay the interest up front. So all they your compute. First payments are paying off the interest. So that if you decide to accelerate the payments on the automobile at any point in time or on the loan at any point in time, there is no in savings to you whatsoever.
Yeah. So I had taken – this is when I was right out of college, my bachelor's degree, right out of undergrad. And I had taken several courses in personal finance.
Okay.
I had never heard of this concept. And I bought a used car. I remember it was this, it was like a year out of college.
Was it the purple thing?
It wasn't quite purple. It was burgundy with like, weren't shag seats, but they weren't far ugly. Off. It was really bad. I remember actually with my wife, were we married then? I think we were engaged then. And she says, yeah, really? Do you have to get this car? And I'm, like, babe, I have no money.
It's this is
like
how this, you get.
It's like,
this is, huh?
I need a reminder those days. Sometimes. Anyway. This is
but
way
she
back
had a good looking hair ahead, had a hair back
I
then.
Did,
so. You were driving a.
She looked past it.
So she looked past it, and now you got a beautiful car and no hair.
That's right. Would I rather be young with hair and a lousy car?
I don't know. Trade-offs.
Trade-offs. Now I have a nice car. And no, hair.
You're driving that beautiful fancy car, okay. But you are almost completely bald.
My point here's the story for the lesson for the. I learned I bought this car. I didn't have any money, so I financed it. Not the best thing you should do as a financial advisor. Don't do that. I was 23 years old or whatever. But I learned when I was reading through the paperwork.
After you signed it?
After I signed it, I'm like, what's this rule of 78 computed interest? Because my plan was to pay it off early. And after reading the fine print, I remember talking to the finance manager. He let me get out of it. And I went.
Oh,
and,
he did?
Yeah, he let me get out of it.
Oh.
I went and.
Because I bought a car when I was 19. I didn't realize I had done it until. 2 years into it when I called up and I said, what's the payoff on this? And they told me, and I said, well, there's no savings there. They explained the rule of 78.
Yes.
And I bought this beautiful, brand new Volkswagen Rabbit Wolfsburg edition when I was 19 or 20. Oh, it was
brand new?
Brand new, $7,400.
You're kidding.
Yeah, put beautiful stereo in it. Gorgeous.
Where'd you get the money at age 19? I thought you were a poor college student.
I was never a poor college student. I had a great time in college.
Are you kidding?
I was a waiter. It was awesome. We had a great time. But the Wolfsburg edition didn't find out about this rule. So there are obscure things in finance that you don't recognize. So if you have an obscure question, don't hesitate to call.
Yeah, Handsome McLean's Money Matters. I don't know. Awfully long topic on that.
That was a long story.
Yeah. Oh, I've got more of those. 1-888-2-HANSON to join the program. 1-888-2-HANSON will get you to Hanson McLean's Money Matters. 1-888-2-HANSON gets you to Hanson McLean's Money Matters. And by the way, if you're listening to the program, we've been doing this program for over 20 years. So this week, I took a spin class. I like to cycle. I run cycle, and I don't have time to get out during the day. And too many days go by, I'll take a spin class at the gym.
Okay.
I don't do it very often. Anyway, I go into the spin class this week, and the nice woman who's the instructor of the spin class, oh, Scott, I listened to your show on Saturday. You guys are hilarious. I had no, your show is great. I really like you guys. You're hilarious. And I said, was that the first time you heard the show?
Yeah. 20 years.
I said, really? The first? Yeah, it was great. And I'm thinking, I've known her at the gym.
Oh, maybe she didn't know you had a show.
I don't know, but. And
there was one look at you, you could tell that you were in radio.
What does that mean?
You didn't really. You could tell.
Case,
it's that booming
and then
voice.
Then we're talking, like she keeps talking about the show, and I finally said, look, I'm here for spin.
Because
other people are like, oh, you're radio. Then she's like, you're famous or something. I'm like, oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
and I said, please,
spin.
Can I just, and it's like other people are looking at me. I'm like. But, I really appreciate some anonymity.
So we've been doing it for 21 years, but you may not have heard of us because we are new, relatively new in the San Francisco Bay Area.
That's right.
On KGO. We're
that's
new
right.
in Denver on KOA.
Yes, that's right. And
so if you're new to us, thank you for listening. And if you say, oh, I'm really enjoying this, both of you that are enjoying the show could go to our website at moneymatters.com.
There's three because
the lady of the spin instructor. If all three of you wanted to, you could go to moneymatters.com and you could download.
<All three. laughs> I hope there's more than three.
So, or you could sign up on iTunes.
For a podcast. That's right.
Yeah, you can listen to it at your leisure.
I saw an ad this week, and here's what we understand most people don't want to deal with their finances all the time, right?
Any of their time.
Hanson McClain, we have thousands of clients. They hire us to help with their life savings, and in large part because they don't want to have to deal with it on a daily basis. A lot of people really need the advice. There are some that say, look, I probably do it myself. I like the luxury of doing it. I'm going to focus on things I really enjoy doing, and this isn't one of them. I saw an ad this week. There was a guy at the peak of a mountain. It was a guy or a gal. I don't know. Someone's sitting at the peak of a mountain. You could tell they had just hiked the mountain, and they've got their iPhone or whatever the little smartphone is out. And the ad was for an online trading, take your investments wherever your life leads. And I thought, oh my gosh, if I'm on a fantastic hike up the top of a mountain and get to the peak of the mountain, I'm doing it because I want to get away from all this other garbage.
Not to trade. Can you imagine the top of the mountain to trade?
Can you imagine watching the stock market or something at the top of the mountain and trading?
But people don't believe that.
To me, it turned me off. Why would you want to trade at the top of a mountain? It's beautiful.
Well, you find me at the top of a mountain after a long hike. Something has gone terribly wrong.
Yeah. What in the world is Pat doing absolutely hiking? There's no television here. There's no armchair where you can kick up.
If there's not a gondola close by, there is something terribly wrong.
Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll start taking your calls here at Hanson McClain. Again, to join the program, Hanson McClain's Money Matters, it's 1-888-2-HANSON. When we come back, we'll talk with Jerry. We'll talk with you. This is Hanson McClain's Money Matters.
Would you like an opinion on a financial matter you're dealing with? Whether it's retirement readiness or investment allocation, tax planning, or IRA rollovers, Scott Hanson and Pat McClain would like to help you by answering your call. To join Hanson McClain's Money Matters, simply visit their website at moneymatters.com or call now at 1-888-2-HANSON. That's 1-888-2-HANSON. Helping you take the worry out of your retirement. It's back to Hanson McClain's Money Matters.
Welcome back to Hanson McClain's Money Matters. Scott Hanson.
Pat McClain.
Glad you're with us on this weekend as we're talking about financial issues. Thank you for that music there, John. You know, it's funny about our producer, John. He's 28 years old, bright colored socks, 2 days worth of stubble. And the music he picks is all music for our era.
Yes. That was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
You can't have too much Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Ah, come on.
Although, you know, it's interesting. Young kids listen to my son, who's 18. I was in his car. Well, it's my car that he's driving. But he was, and he had Pink Floyd playing. Pink Floyd. He's become a big Pink Floyd fan. I said, as long as you don't start smoking any of that marijuana stuff with Pink Floyd at the same time.
Yeah, son. Yes, yes.
I wasn't joking about it, actually. It's like, you know.
So he's not listening to Adele. Your son's not a huge Adele fan.
I don't know if he's a huge Adele fan.
All right.
And my daughter says she's 20. She says she can't stand Taylor Swift. I said, how can you not like Taylor Swift?
Everyone likes Taylor Swift.
That's what I said. Everyone likes Taylor
Everyone
Swift.
Everyone but Kanye likes Taylor Swift.
Does Kanye have a rift with...
Don't you remember last year he got up and then some sort of an awards? Nope. Like, I don't remember. There's so many stinking awards.
I don't watch.
It wasn't on television. You could have read about it in People magazine, Scott.
I don't read People magazine either.
People magazine.
I don't either.
I'm making that up. I assume that. But in fact, Taylor Swift this year, when she received an award, she kind of poked a little bit at Kanye.
Right. This is a financial program. Now, how are we talking about? I cannot believe this financial program is talking about Taylor Swift and Kanye. And
We got to take the call.
Let's go to
the calls.
Yeah,
before I embarrass myself with my
poor
knowledge of
this. Poor Jan's been waiting 12 minutes.
Kanye, I think he's a rapper. I don't know what he is.
Is it still rap anymore? It's hip hop. Hip hop, Pat. You got to get with it here. Hip hop. No. All right, we're going to talk with Jan. Jan, you're with Hanson McLean. Thanks for holding.
Hi. I'm hoping you can help me. I'm trying to decide if I am able to retire at the end of the year. My company is changing its retirement medical plan.
Oh.
And yeah, so from I would actually be if I retire at the end of the year, it would be they pay for the full my full medical at age 65.
They pay for it at age 65 or between the now and age 65?
Age starting at age 65.
And how old are you today?
60.
Okay.
Okay. And I just want to make sure that, you know, to see if I have enough, you know, in order to do that without having my medical, you know, some of my medical taken away when I'm going to need it the most.
And how will you have medical between now and age 65?
Well, I'm going to have to pay for it myself. Okay.
So you want to kind of, you want us to look at the financial, whether you can do it this financially? Is that what the...
Financially, as well as I had some questions in regards to, you know, I'm assuming that SSDI, Social Security and Medicare taxes are no longer taken out.
That's correct.
So I wasn't sure about
that's correct.
So what about the pension?
Then, I'm going to step back real quick.
Okay.
So when you hit age 65, the vast majority of your medical expenses are going to be covered through Medicare.
And in fact, what they would pay for normally in a retirement plan is what is called a Medicare supplement.
Yes.
And the cost of a Medicare supplement is relatively inexpensive, a couple $100 a month.
Particularly compared to what medical is going to cost you
between now
and 65.
So that wouldn't be the biggest driver in retiring.
It would be if it meant between, obviously, if you're going to retire this December or next June, for example. But you can also find, and I hate to say this, there's no guarantee that they're going to continue that going forward. So we've worked with retirees that retired from companies where they had lifetime medical at no cost, and now they're paying $150 a month towards their medical, even though it was told them there was no cost.
So, Jan, we're going to answer your question, but before I forget, I would encourage you to go to our website, moneymatters.com. And
okay.
I did a webinar called The 7 Personal Decision Points of Retirement, and it talks about retirement transition. And it's the first thing that you actually asked was number one, which is how much money do I need? And or my pension and Medicare actually are going to go away. Those payroll taxes are going to go away. So you need that much less. So let's talk about your situation now. You're 60 years of age. Are you married?
No, I'm a widow.
Okay. And how long ago did your husband pass away?
15 years ago.
So
yes.
Here's one of the things that you may or may not know is that you have a survivor's benefit on his Social Security that you could start at age 60.
Yes, I do know that.
Okay.
Yes, if she's assuming she's not working.
Assuming you're not working.
Yeah.
So that's number one. So that's a source of income, which actually comes in step number 7 of the personal decision points. So how much are you earning now? What's your income?
I'm earning about $81,000 now.
And how much are you putting into your 401k or 457?
Probably per year, about $5,000 or $6,000.
Okay.
So here's,
so if you take the payroll taxes and this $5,000 or $6,000 a year, it's approximately $12,000 a year that you're putting into both of those, which means that if I start with $89,000 and I take those dollars out,
$81,000,
you're going to need to replace approximately $69,000 in income to have the same exact standard of living.
Right. Okay.
Do you own your home?
Yes, I do. I have a small mortgage on it of about $160,000.
160?
Yes.
And tell me how much is in your
How many years left on that?
It's a 30-year loan. My house is worth about $1.2 million.
Okay. And do you plan on staying in the home?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you refinanced lately?
No.
This might not be a bad idea at time. Rates are low. Once you retire, Whether the home's paid off in 24 years from now or 30 years from now doesn't really make any difference, right? So,
what you're trying to do is
get the payment as low as possible.
Payments as low as possible. How much money do you have in your 401k or 457?
My 401k, $70,000, and my IRA, $130,000.
Okay, and do you have any other assets?
About $20,000 in savings.
Okay.
And then,
yes.
What kind of pension do you think you'll have? You said you'll have a pension?
Right. I'll have a pension of about $4,000 a month.
And how much will you receive in the survivor's benefit on the Social Security?
About $1,900 a month.
Yeah, you can retire.
That's it right there.
You're done. There you go.
Okay.
Your standard of living. No, that was easy.
Well, and here's how it was so easy.
Okay.
Yeah, $4,000 a month. That's $48,000 a year from your pension. And you've got roughly, let's call it $2,000 a month from Social Security, right? That's another $24,000. You add those two together, and you're right, the number we were looking at.
Yep, easy. And you don't have to touch the 401k or IRA. I'd recommend consulting them into a well-managed, diversified portfolio in an IRA.
Are you a state employee, or where's your pension?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
So
your pension probably... It probably does not have a cost of living adjustment, right? So that $4,000 a month, as time goes on, that'll be worth less and less to you.
But
which means that your 401k and your IRA, if you can let those continue to grow, which you should be able to.
Which you should be able to easily and use that as a COLA. And as a last resort, you've got $840,000 in equity in your home. You could do a reverse.
Last
resort. If you don't care how much money
when
the kids.
When you're 80 some odd years old.
Do you have children?
I have, yes, children.
Okay.
Yes,
if you don't care how much money the kids are going to get when you pass away, you can do a reverse mortgage on the home.
Wouldn't recommend it now, obviously.
Wouldn't recommend it, but it's the last resort. And you're fine. You can call.
Frankly,
go to work tomorrow.
It's because it's the survivor benefit on the Social Security. And it's the pension.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's the pension.
Okay.
Because I'll be real honest with you. As you're going through the numbers
I'm thinking it's not going to happen.
You're not saving the maximum in your 401k. And you got a relatively high salary you got to replace. And once we said the pension, we're like,
you're done. Congratulations, Dan.
Well, thank you.
Where are you going? Where's your first trip?
Gonna come see you.
Who knows? I haven't decided that. I was just trying to figure out whether I would, I really could retire with that
easily.
And now, if I should decide to remove or take out some money from my 401ks and IRA, 401k and IRA, is it best to take it out in small monthly?
Yes.
Your take home income is going to be higher.
It's going to be higher in retirement. You're actually going to have more spendable, especially if you refinance this $160,000 mortgage into a new 30-year fixed or even a 40-year fixed rate mortgage. You're going to get those payments. Your net spendable income will be much higher in retirement than it is today.
Okay, it's at 3.875%.
Sure.
When did you last refinance it?
Last year.
All right,
you're fine.
Don't
leave it alone. Leave it alone. Okay. You're not going to make any payments. Yeah, but you're comfortable. You're great. Congratulations.
And remember, once you're retired, you knew it, Jen. You were asking us the question. Once you're retired, you no longer have to pay into Social Security.
But you're going to have to buy your own health insurance, according to you, which is going to cost
you. Now, what about the pension? Will I end up having to pay for, Social Security?
No. Go through and watch the 7 personal decision points at moneymatters.com. It's about 20 minutes long. It's a webinar I did. It will explain exactly what we went through in order to give you that decision.
Yeah.
And not just, maybe you can retire 100%. Confident that you can retire tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And hey, we got to go. The clock's up against Dan. We wish you well. Congrats on retirement. Stick around for more Hanson McLean's Money Matters. This is Hanson McLean.
To join the show, call us at 1-888-2-HANSON. That's 1-888-2-HANSON. 1-888-242-6766.
Hey, if you're listening to our show on podcast and you'd like to be a caller into the show, don't hesitate to give us a call
at
888-2-HANSON. That's 888 888- H-A-N-S-O-N. You got it.
Yeah, we'll take your call. We record sometimes during the week, so we'd love to take your call.
Wondering if you're on track with your financial matters? Call now at 1-888-2-HANSON. That's 1-888-2-HANSON.
Welcome back to Hanson McClain's Money Matters. Scott Hanson.
Pat McClain.
Glad you're with us.
Yes.
On this. Let's, we better hit the phones here.
Yeah, we should.
Let's talk to Sylvia. Sylvia, you're with Hanson McClain.
Yes, hi. I'm so happy to speak with you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Sylvia. Glad you're joining us.
Yeah, I'm a teacher, and I'm thinking of retiring by January 2018. And I had a question. I was wondering if I am too old to open a Roth IRA, a Roth IRA.
Well, there's no age limit. It has to do with whether you have income or not.
And how much income you have.
So are you married or are you single?
No, I'm married.
Okay. And so if your family income is north of about $175,000, somewhere in there, if it gets above that, you lose the ability to contribute to a Roth IRA.
Directly to a Roth IRA. Directly to a Roth IRA. But
okay.
What's the ballpark family income?
Ooh, I want to say it's probably close to over $180,000.
All right, good for you. So that is a good number. Let's talk about getting money into. She has some. Yeah.
Depending on what you've been contributing in your tax, 403B or 401K, your adjusted gross income might be low enough that you can qualify for a Roth contribution. So what the qualification is that you have earned income, some sort of wage or self-employment income. As long as you've got that and your income's below the limit, you can contribute to a Roth IRA. Now, if your income's above that,
you
can't. It fades out at about roughly $200,000 or so. You can't contribute.
So...
Right, right.
But you could always contribute to a non-deductible IRA
and then convert it to a Roth IRA.
Assuming you don't have any other IRAs.
Assuming you don't have any other IRAs.
It sounds like there's a good chance, if you've been saving in your retirement accounts, that you'll be able to qualify. Your income will be below the limit.
Right. You know what I was going to do is I think I contribute only about $300 to a 403B.
Okay.
And I was just going to take that $300 and stick it in the Roth IRA.
All right. Let's slow down. Let's slow down for a second here. Your husband, does he have a 401K or 403B or 457 available to him, Sylvia?
My wife has a 403B as well.
Oh, okay. So and is your wife contributing the maximum to the 403B?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. So
we're both in STIRS.
Yeah, which is great, which is absolutely great.
But your pension, let's assume you're retiring in 2018. Is your income going to be the same in retirement as it is today?
I think my take-home income is going to be, I think, you know, the before taxes are taken out, it's probably going to be somewhere around $75,000 maybe.
Okay.
And this, your spouse, the same thing?
Well, she's not going to retire for a few years, but she at one point made way more money than I did, so she's going to probably bring home a little bit more.
Okay. I'm trying to think whether the Roth actually makes the most sense for you or whether the 403B.
That's where both kind of.
Good question.
So the question really is this. If you are going to have lower income in retirement than you have today, you're better off contributing to your 403B. On the other hand, if in retirement your income is going to be higher than today, you're better off to contribute to a Roth, all things being equal.
Assuming that you're going to stay in the state of California when you retire, do you plan on living in the state of California when both of you retire?
Yes, I don't know. I really don't know.
Have you ever talked about leaving the state of California?
Yes.
Okay.
Depending on where our kids end up.
Okay.
How much is not uncommon, which is pretty common. Absolutely. Yeah. How much do you guys have set aside in retirement plans? 401Ks, 403Bs, 457s, IRAs?
Well, I have about close to $265,000. And I'm not quite sure how much she has. She has a lot less than that, I think.
Okay.
In a perfect world, if your income's going to be the same, whether it's today or in retirement, whether you contribute to a Roth or not, it's not going to make much difference. Here's the thing. the $300 a month that you're putting into your 403B, you're getting a tax deduction on it. So you're saving, let's just call it, you're saving $100 on taxes. So if you switch and put this into a Roth IRA, your tax bill is going to go up by about $100,
which is fine.
Which is fine. All things being equal, I'd rather you 5 years down there, 2 years down the road, have, let's call it $10,000 sitting in a Roth than $10,000 sitting in a 403B.
Because you get more net spendable income out of the Roth than you do out of the 403B. So
yes,
I like the Roth.
Yeah, I think you should do
that. I think the Roth is a good idea. So who prepares your taxes?
So here's the thing, Sylvia. The only time we're going to know the right answer is in the future. No one has a crystal ball, right? So all we can do is look at all the variables out there and make the most educated guess that we can today.
And what drives us to the Roth is you've already got $265,000 in sheltered dollars. So that is the that is. Now, in saying that, you said your children, are they children from a previous marriage for both of you?
No.
They're not. Okay, they're your children. And the reason I ask is because the biggest concern we have from children from previous marriages is the creation of a trust.
Right. No, they are our children.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. So in both your situations, both you and your wife probably need a Roth IRA.
Yeah.
For both of you, because if it makes sense for one of you,
it's going to make sense.
It's going to make sense for both of you because it's community property money. You're going to spend it as it is one.
Okay.
All righty.
Now I have one other question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
As one of the benefits when I retire from the school district, I am going to receive $17,500 as a one-time, you know, quote-unquote health benefit. I have other options. I can have them pay half of my health benefit for 7 years, or there's another option. But I'm going to be covered under my wife's health insurance for another 4 years. So I will only need to cover about one, maybe 2 years until I receive Medicare.
Yep, okay.
Can I stick that $17,500 when I get it in a health care account, or should I split it between a Roth and the health care account? Or
you can only contribute to the health savings account if you have a high deductible plan.
And your plan allows for it. So that has nothing to do with whether you could put it in or not. It's just dependent upon the benefit
You do not have a high deductible plan. You would know.
I'm not quite sure what that is.
If you had to pay your first, say, $6,000 worth of medical expenses every year before health insurance kicked in, then you can contribute. Yeah. But you don't have that plan.
Yeah. So the answer is no.
I would increase your contributions to your retirement plan right before you go to retirement.
Actually, I would. How much money do you have in savings in the bank?
You don't want to ask that question.
Okay. So I'm guessing it's small.
You don't want to ask that question.
Maybe a couple thousand.
All right. Well, you know what? The fact is,
I would actually, because you have no money in savings in the bank, I'd actually leave it in the bank.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But you're not getting paid that till you retire, right?
Right, correct.
Oh, well, let's worry about that when that happens.
Call us back then.
I like the idea of taking the moving from the 403B to the Roth, though.
The Roth. And I apologize for so many questions to get to the answer, because the answer was pretty simple, right? Do I need a Roth or don't I need a Roth? And we ask you a ton of questions.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We have no idea. We have no idea until you actually diagnose the situation and make the recommendation. Yeah. So.
All right, good luck, Sylvia,
and your wife for the Roth. So enjoy your last. What grade do you teach?
I teach 12th grade government.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, good
right?
for you.
Oh, is that right? This got to be a blast right now. There are great conversations going on.
You should teach. My son is a senior in high school, highly political. He's been involved in youth and government. He's on the statewide board for the youth and government. That's how much he loves this stuff. Spent last summer back in Washington, D.C. He's like a political junkie. Yeah.
So are the conversations in the classroom, because they're seniors
in
high school.
Man, I couldn't imagine.
Are they great?
They're absolutely
fabulous.
It is
fabulous. The most bizarre time.
Are they divisive?
I teach in a community that's pretty blue, but there are some very ultra-conservative students that that they make for interesting conversations and contributions.
Oh, that's awesome. That would be so much fun to watch.
That's a good politically correct answer there, too.
I imagine on a normal year, it might be a pretty, you know, not the most exciting subject to teach, but this kind of year, you're probably just like, wow.
I have to say, it's always exciting in my classroom.
Is it? Well, I would think, I mean, every day, there's something in the news every day that you can talk about, whether it's a constitutional issue, the three branches of the government. I mean, it's like never, it's endless.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's why I enjoy it so much.
That's great.
It is a blast.
Good for you. Well, think twice about retiring. Just think twice about it.
I'm ready.
Oh, you are. All right. Well, we appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank
you.
You
know, here's the thing about Roth that you don't read about very often. And here's where it makes sense for a lot of people. First of all, the majority of Americans are either in a low tax bracket or a no tax bracket. The majority. So
for most people, it doesn't make any sense.
To take a tax deduction, they should contribute to a Roth IRA or the Roth 401k.
Correct.
That's what you meant. Yes, doesn't make any sense to take it. But if you are, let's say you contribute the maximum to a 401k, 17.5,
mm-hmm.
or the maximum into a Roth 401k.
Yes.
You'd be better off doing the Roth.
Because
you're going to get retirement. Either one, let's say I contribute to a Roth, you contribute to a regular, we get down to retirement. Let's say we both have $1 million in our retirement accounts. Mine's in a Roth, it's tax-free. Yours is in a traditional, it's taxable.
Mine is worth approximately 30 to 40% less.
And what happened to the tax savings you received?
I spent it.
You spent it all.
I went out to dinner.
That's what happens with people. They talk about the tax deduction.
We went to Morton.
It assumes you saved the tax deduction somewhere. Nobody saves the tax deduction. I shouldn't say nobody. A lot of people.
Most people do not save the tax deduction.
As a general rule, for the majority of Americans don't save their tax savings. The majority of Americans are in a lower tax bracket. A Roth is clearly preferable to the 401k. High-income people, great savers, not always. It's a little more complicated. Anyway, we're taking a quick break. We still have a couple lines open. 1-888-2-HANSEN to join the number. And
Join
the show. This is Hanson McClain's Money Matters.
Want more advice on financial matters? Check out moneymatters.com, where you'll find information ranging from retirement to taxes to insurance to investments, all on moneymatters.com. Can't always catch Money Matters on the radio each week? Get a podcast of the show delivered to your device every week. Visit moneymatters.com. Now back to Hanson McClain's Money Matters.
That's right. You can get our podcast at moneymatters.com. I highly encourage you to do so. And because we think it's a good program.
In the last call in talking with Sylvia.
You know, that's bad radio to refer back to a previous call after we're.
That's not what I do for a living. This is like a part-time job for me. I'm not going to get real good at this. This wasn't like, wow. I didn't spend any time with a career counselor trying to.
So you mean the discussion I had with the staff today about is let's determine what people are great at and have them excel at that more. Let's focus on people's strength and getting better and ignore their weaknesses. The conversation I had with, you took that to heart and you're like.
Well, the only part I heard was ignore the weaknesses.
Which was most of your life.
So I know it's bad radio and it's in bad form, but I thought about it. Sylvia, who obviously is listening or was listening to the show, should go through our 7 personal decision points on our website.
We do have a great webinar at moneymatters.com.
Seven personal decision points.
So if you get a great ebook.
5 years of retirement. It's a process that you can walk through. Takes about 20 minutes, the webinar, and there's a great ebook that kind of explains what you should be thinking about in the retirement planning
and it's,
process.
We've got a very defined process that helps people step by step as opposed to trying to, it's daunting. Retirement's not easy. And there's a lot of things to think about, which is why we break things down and just go to our website and get on demand our webinar.
Moneymatters.com, which I did myself, by the way. 20 minutes.
So pure, I don't know how good it is. But,
pure pleasure.
But Pat did do that with pure pleasure.
20 minutes of the finest webinar you will see in...
What?
Just promoting it.
The finest webinar. You sound so excited. You're supposed to emote.
I told you.
Enthusiastic.
As I mentioned earlier, part-time job, this radio thing for me. Full-time job, financial advisor.
Now I got to tell you. So real quick, we're going to go.
People.
So when I... Pat and I, when we both first started... before we started Hanson McLean, we both had a little short stint at a company that was owned by a life insurance company. So it was a financial planning focus, but they're owned by a life insurance company. And they encouraged us to go to this one-day sales training class.
Oh, yeah.
You know where I'm going.
Oh, I remember this.
I got to tell you.
This is 23, this is the industry,
by the
ago.
Way. This is our industry, not us. We're an independent advisory firm at Hanson McLean, fee-based advisors. But so much of the industry.
Fiduciary.
So much of the industry has not changed. It's still like this. So I forget this guy's name. Apparently, his claim to fame is he had once coached an Olympiad. So the whole process, this whole day came down to two things.
How
to be motivated? Two ways. One is by listening to yourself of giving up positive affirmations. So hearing yourself saying good things to yourself.
Things about yourself.
And number two, it's having Baroque music in the background. So some Mozart, along with your own voice, there's some scientifically proven that it's the best motivation you have. So you go through this all day thing, and at the end, you bring a little tape recorder, because there were tapes back then, and
years ago.
You're supposed to record your own voice, and they have the Baroque Mozart going in the background, and you do this whole thing. And then you're supposed to listen to this tape every day as you're driving from appointment to appointment.
Did you listen to yours?
There were things like, I love to prospect. Prospecting is fun. Prospecting is fun. Rejection gives me energy. Rejection gives me energy.
It was
rejection
hilarious.
Gives me energy, right? This
it
is our sales
so
training.
Funny. I never listened.
Oh, gosh.
All I remember about that,
we
so
didn't
this
last
company,
longer.
They encouraged us to go, and I didn't last long at the company, but all I remember is the guy that was given the workshop was the middle of a divorce, and about every 20 minutes he talked about his ex-wife. Do you remember?
But the thing is, look, this is how Pat and I both had a couple years of this company right out of college.
Good people.
Before before we were certified financial planners, chartered financial consultant, before we began Hanson McLean. Hanson McLean today, we are a fee-based investment advisory firm. Clearly don't have those same sort of sales. We're not selling product.
But we've
like
seen
that.
We've seen that. But they were good people. They were good people. Different structure. Good people. The people that worked there were good. It's just a different structure. A commission structure is a very, very different structure than a fiduciary structure. That's the reality.
It is the reality. And you need to.
And I can't wait. And there is big, big talk right now in Congress about the fiduciary standard that commissioned salespeople, brokers, are going to have to use with their clients.
They're going to have to put their clients' best interest first, which doesn't even exist right now in retirement.
And we're supposed to see it here in the next couple of weeks.
I'm hoping.
And I am hoping.
Yeah.
I am hoping. And the reason this is, listen, the reason this is so important to me is I saw it again today. No, not today. This week. I saw it this week. I was thinking about it this morning, though, where a commissioned broker.
You came into the studio hot because you've been
mad.
Sitting reviewing this notes on.
I was mad. It just, and I think.
You saw someone being taken advantage of.
Yes. And why? But why?
A recent widow taken advantage of.
Anyway.
Through commissions.
I can't talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it.
Anyway, we better go to the calls here before we get in trouble. Let's talk to Don. Don, you're with Hanson McLean.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Don.
Hey. So I've got a simple question. I've asked a couple of investment advisors this question, and I get the deer in the headlights look or the two-step sidestep, but it seems like a really simple question. I work for the state of California,
okay,
and I have the opportunity to buy back service credit.
You still do?
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. It's a one-time thing. I've got to commit to an amount and the amount of money I can put in and the amount of service credit I want to buy back.
Oh, so let me ask you a question. So you signed up for this thing about 9 months ago when it was still allowed, and you've been waiting in line for the numbers. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. So
no deer in the headlight from Pat.
So so what's your question for me?
My question is...
You should
is,
do it.
What's the question? What's the question? What's the question?
I'm a little suspicious, but how do I compare this to if I took the same $100,000 and invested it in
whatever,
yeah,
an IRA, a Roth, something like that? Mm-hmm. I've got A or B.
Mm-hmm.
How do I compare this to an investment I might make?
Okay, so what we can do is we can do a net present value calculation on this.
But you're going to know what the numbers. It's about 7%.
It's between 7 and 7.5%. And it is,
guaranteed.
Dawn, the mere fact that you've really asked an investment advisor and they couldn't answer your question is astonishing to me. It is an IQ test, Dawn.
When you said you asked him, was this like in passing, like at a cocktail party or something? Or is this like you actually met with an advisor?
I met with two
They weren't advisors. They weren't advisors.
Dawn, you're going to buy as much as they're going to sell you.
Yep.
As much, assuming you have a normal life expectancy.
Dawn, we have had millions of dollars we've taken from Hanson McLean and had this years ago when you can still buy it. There's not many options like you.
Yeah, because it closed for everyone else.
Millions of dollars. We said, look, the buying a pension at the state of California is the best investment, at least one of the best investments you can make. The guarantees in place are phenomenal.
Cost of living adjustments, the hurdle rate on the return, assuming you have a normal life expectancy, Dawn, this
as far as I know,
is an IQ test, and you have passed.
Okay.
Your advisors that you spoke to.
They weren't advisors. I don't know what they were. What were they?
Were
either one of them a certified financial planners?
Yes, they were.
All right. There isn't a single person that I haven't recommended this to. Now, let's go to the next step. And if you go to moneymatters.com, we'll talk a little. You could go to our website, moneymatters.com, and there's a workshop on the 401ks. Do you have after-tax dollars that you could fund this with, or do you have money in your 403 or 457 or 401k that you would be using?
Most of these are after-tax dollars.
Even better.
Because it's a way you can get tax-deferred growth on money.
It's a way you can get tax-deferred growth on it. Now, you can use a combination of the two, but if I had a choice, I would use the after-tax dollars to do it, not the 401k or the 457. And the reason behind that is, when you put that money in, all that growth is now being tax deferred. When you get the payments out, what you're going to see is a part of those payments, when you take your distributions from the retirement plan, are going to be a return of principal in which that portion is not taxed, and any of the gain will be taxed at that point in time. So use as much after-tax dollars as you can and buy every penny of it you can. And it was a good deal. If you've listened to this radio show for any length of time, you know that we've encouraged this. Now, everyone else, this is no longer available to you if you work for the state of California. They have stopped this program. The reason it's available to Dawn is because he inquired while it was still available, and there was such a rush there that you were on the waiting list. Is that correct, Dawn?
Yeah, it was a great deal. So, anyway, we are out of time. Music says we are out of time. We're here every weekend on this hour. You can also get a podcast of this program. Go to iTunes, get the podcast. This has been Hanson McLean's Money Matters.
This program has been brought to you by Hanson McLean's Money Matters. Any ideas presented during this program are not intended to provide specific advice, and you should consult your own financial advisor or conduct your own due diligence.
Hey, if you're listening to our show on podcast and you'd like to be a caller into the show, don't hesitate to give us a call.
That's right.
888-2-HANSON. That's 888-2-HANSON. You got it.
Yeah, we'll take your call. We record sometimes during the week, so we'd love to take your call.